to the kingdom. Please be blessed as you listen.
About it, but we winking at it. Y'all, I get serious when it comes to this stuff, man. Mm-hmm. When other men see women, y'all don't know what other men say when y'all ain't around, even married men. I get real serious when they start talking crazy, and I know they married.
Come on, man.
I don't laugh at the jokes. You know, February the 13th or the 15th, whatever. Now, we was getting ready to have this this conference, singles conference, Marriage Is Not For Me. And so, you know, usually I'm listening to my iPod, Christian music stuff. I said, let me turn on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. See, 70% of our black women are single. And 73% of our children are born out of wedlock. And we lead the country in herpes and HIV, black folk. Did y'all know that? Mm-hmm. Did y'all know that? I said, surely they would have something redeeming to say about love and marriage. On Valentine's Day weekend, they talking about National Side Piece Day. Mm. Ain't nobody said nothing. Mm. Y'all heard about this National Side Piece? Mm. Y'all know what side piece is?
Yeah.
Anybody know what the side piece is? Yeah, the side piece. Right. Side. This is what we're promoting.
Right. Yeah, woman on side, man on side.
BET, National Side Piece Day. Tom Joyner, they did a whole skit. A parade, National Side Piece Parade.
Yeah.
See, we laughing at stuff that God's serious about. That's number one.
Right.
You got to get serious about adultery if you want your marriage to last.
Right.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You got to get serious about that stuff, man. That ain't no joke. I don't be laughing at that. I'll tell you another story. A couple of years ago, there was a guy in my job. He had recently gotten married. Like maybe a year. So, you know, whenever I see a bunch of brothers around the phone laughing, I know it probably they probably ain't looking up Bible scriptures. I know that.
Right. Come on, man.
Is that real enough? Am I keeping it real? Okay. Because I don't ever want to talk in such a way that y'all can't understand what I'm saying. So, didn't bring it to me, Pastor, you know. Because I'm the preacher. I'm the whatever, you know. So finally, at the end of the day, I guess he just took a shot and brought his phone to me. He said, man, look at this. This is my birthday. Look at this. It was just this girl that he had dated a time back, and she had on... not much clothes, I want to say that, okay? Not much clothes and not much in the back. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah, more in the front that was in the back. And she was bent down like this and took a picture like that and said, remember this? And he brought it to me laughing. Bro, yeah. Laughing. This is my old girlfriend, man. Every year on my birthday, she put on something like this and invite me over. Bro, I was looking just like this. I said, bro, do you want to be married? Oh, man, I said, bro, I'm not laughing.
Talk to me.
You're getting ready to drop a nuclear bomb.
Yes, sir.
In your life. And I knew his wife didn't play. You know, black women now, you know, back in the day, they used to take a little bit, man. Black women don't play that junk no more. They got options.
A lot of them.
Yeah. I said, look, man. I said, let me tell you something. I told him right on my job. See, this is what I'm talking about, evangelizing with this information.
Yeah.
I say, bruh, you better erase that picture for your wife find it. I say, and do not return the text. Oh, I already returned the text. I say, brother, you better erase that picture. I say, let me tell you how the devil's setting you up. I say, what if tonight when you go home, this first year married, you expect this big old birthday celebration, your wife done forgot or did something crazy, so you get mad and storm out. Where's the first thing you think the devil gonna tempt you to go?
That picture.
Right.
My Lord.
I say, bro. Second thing. Now, I'm going to lose most of my brothers on this. I say, tell your wife when you go home. Quiet crickets. I say, tell your wife.
He's scared.
Tell your wife. Oh, he did it. He did it. They still together 3-4 years later. Maybe because I spoke up. Maybe because I was serious about marriage. Maybe because I understand what marriage represents in the earth.
Right. That talk up, though.
Man, we can't play with this. And see, you know, in music and entertainment, you know. Y'all remember that pretty song Whitney used to sing? I'm saving all my love for you. Y'all remember that? That was such a pretty song. About adultery.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Whole songs about adultery.
That's right.
I'm coming home. Now, this is going to trip you out. You know, they have these gospel stations on the satellite radio. So I'm riding with my mom. We just came. I just got through preaching. And they got the gospel station on. So this is B.B. Winans' show. Ugh. Yeah. I can't. I know too much about these artists, okay? I just know too much about them. And so it's B.B.'s show. And we this is right drive time after church time.
Yeah.
We going to get some chicken so we can eat. And BB, you know, Whitney Houston had died. And he said, the first time I heard this song, it really inspired me. Playing Saving All My Love for You on the gospel drive, Sunday drive time after church on the gospel station. My mama said, what? She looked at the dial. She said, what station is it? I said, it's gospel. I said, yes, yeah, it's nasty BB Winans on there playing a song about adultery. This is how far we've gone. Even in the church. Remember that song, As We Lay? Some of y'all remember that? Oh, and they make them sound so sweet and sound so good.
Yeah.
You used to love that song, uh-huh. That's about adultery. So here it is. Well, when we first got married, you know, there was some movies and stuff I liked. And one thing we got real serious, movies with adultery themes. We didn't go watch that stuff. We didn't feed ourselves that stuff. Music with adultery themes, we didn't listen to that stuff. One of my favorite movies when we got married was Woman in Red. It had Gene Wilder in it. Kelly LeBrock, it was a comedy. He really did. It was kind of like, I Think I Love My Wife, you know, and he didn't actually cheat, but he almost cheated. One of them kind of movies. And it was just funny, you know, almost cheating is funny. Yeah. They can make a lot of jokes out of that. And I remember when I first got married, God said, throw that away. Because if you're going to stand against adultery, you're going to stand against adultery. All right. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So Tyler Perry's found a little twisted way to make us root for adultery.
Come on, man.
Because, you know, they can write it into the script. So then what they write into the script is that the husband is very abusive and he's insensitive and he's dragging her through the house. And so then she meets this other guy and she's not married, though.
Yeah.
So we're rooting. Go ahead and kiss him. Go ahead and kiss him. Christians. What are we rooting for? Let me hear it. Adultery.
Stepping on toes now.
See, they done tricked us.
That's right. Hoodwinked us.
Bamboozled.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Is this too real tonight?
No, it's real. It's good.
See, I don't know if y'all going to have me back, so I just got to tell the truth. Amen. I'm almost done. We can't play with adultery, y'all. So here's some ways that you can affair-proof your marriage. Anybody want to know my secrets?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because in 2 years, never cheated. Somebody asked, can a black man stay married a long time and never cheat?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Come on,
God.
Here I am. Here's one in living color.
Come on.
Had opportunities. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Oh, it's a bunch of little stinky women out there. It don't matter. Don't matter how you look. You can be fat, bald headed, no teeth. If you got a wedding ring on, they want you. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. So I need you to pass out the little papers. There's something that God, it had to be divine. Me and my wife got married. 22 years ago. And as we got married, can I have one? As we got married, we God gave us this little tool that we use. Say, that don't look like mine, son. Just some little boxes.
Yeah.
Some little squares. Mm-hmm. I drew something just like this. This had to be first week after we got married. And my brother, you can just write fornication in the middle of yours. You don't have to write that. Because he's single. If he's single, you can write fornication. If you're married, you can write adultery. Married, you write adultery. If you're single, write fornication. Because I'm going to show you something. Anything left unprotected will be lost or stolen. Why you got locks on your rims, right?
Mm-hmm. Bars on the rims.
Because you know what hood we in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all in here packing right now. Because y'all know what hood we in. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You got locks on your doors, right?
Yeah, bars.
But some of us got some other stuff behind the locks, locked in other locks.
Yeah, full locks.
Even once you get into the house, they still can't get into the safe. Somebody, is that true?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I ain't telling you, you might be in my house. Don't tell me your secrets. Some of us got locks behind the locks behind the locks. Then we got a security system, right? Huh?
Yeah.
So we got locks, we got security systems, we got safes, we got all kind of stuff to protect. What we, a dog, some couple of Rottweilers, pit bulls. He said, don't come on my house, uninvited. We got some protection. Now, on top of that, some of y'all got, artillery, right? Why do we have all that? To protect the stuff that we don't want anybody to steal, and the stuff we don't want to lose, right?
Right.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Okay, so now here we go with adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Since this is the only deal breaker that Jesus ever really told us, I mean, Jesus even said, man, somebody did that, you ain't going to stay with this. Mm-hmm. Jesus even said.
Right.
Now, Jesus is the most loving being ever born. You can work through anything.
Yeah.
A third person in your a little side piece, that can tear your stuff up.
That's right.
All right? So that's a deal breaker. So he says, so if we do all that to protect our treasure, what should we do to protect our marriage?
More.
Should do more than that, right?
Right.
We should have more than one little security system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got fences around our yards and all that kind of stuff. And some of y'all got gated community, got fences around the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Once you come in, you got locks. Then you got inner locks, inner sanctums, all that kind of stuff safe. So this is what God gave us when we first got married. I'm talking the first week we were married. We sat down, and it was mutual. Let's talk about adultery. That's something to talk about on the honeymoon time, isn't it? Because we knew that was the enemy to marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I drew these boxes. I drew adultery. Okay. So, somebody give me a pen. You got a pen? Thank you. All right. So what I did, we said, okay, to keep from committing adultery, if I'm going to commit adultery, number one, I'm going to have to lie.
Mm-hmm.
So in the first box, we just put no lying. No lying. You can't commit adultery lying. I'm going to see my side piece. What kind of woman you got? Where you been? I've been over to other woman house. That's what I've been.
I've been
with the sugar daddy. This is from a woman. You know? I've been hanging out with my sugar daddy. That's what I've been. Nobody does that. They go lie. I got to work late. We're going to see the fight. I stopped at the stove. I had this half flat tie.
Yeah.
But, domino.
Domino.
Overtime.
Overtime. Mm-hmm.
Overtime.
Going on a business trip. They sending me out of town. Oh. Ain't nowhere out of town. In town at a hotel. La, la, la. So one day we said, we're not going to lie to each other.
All right.
Y'all see how this works? So here we say, okay, what else? No lie. I got scriptures for this. Go to walk in honesty. That's the first point. Walk in honesty. Ephesians 4:14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie to wait and deceive us. Cunning craftiness. You got to be cunning to be cheap, especially on a woman. If you're a man, man, it's hard to outthink a woman, man. You're going to slip up somewhere because women be thinking while we be sleeping. I'm not playing. I wake up. My wife be wide awake. I say, baby, what you know? I'm just thinking. Wide awake, baby. Go to sleep. What you thinking about? I'm just thinking. It's hard to get over on a woman. Brothers, I'm just telling you, first year people, it's hard. So, 15 said, but speaking the truth in love. Now, I got to thank my wife. I tell her, now, don't ask me if you don't want to know the truth. Because we said we ain't going to lie. How do I look in this dress? Baby, don't ask me now. We said we not going to lie. Look like I'm going to pick up a little weight. Hey, Jim, if you asking me, you probably think you picked up a little weight. But it's okay. It's just a little weight. 5 pounds. We all have a margin. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Say, I ain't sitting down. Y'all want me to sit down?
Right.
I get used to lying. The next time, I got overtime. I got to change my time and all this stuff, you know? So we got to speak the truth in what? We got to speak the truth in what? In love. Amen. All right. So then we said, here's the next one. Here's the next gate around adultery. So we don't never get to adultery. No secrets. Right under that, internet secrets. It's getting quiet now. Cell phone secrets. Ooh. Secret relationships. Somebody you just look forward to seeing every day when you go to work. It's quiet. Secret conversations. Secret. I'm talking about something you don't want your wife to hear or know. Something you don't want your husband to know or hear. Secret. What's all the secrecy on? You married. How much more time I got? I'm out of time?
No.
Okay. I'm out of time. Y'all ready? Y'all ready for me to go? All right. Listen. All right. Oh, somebody say, we need this. Okay. Now listen. There's a recording artist, very famous. If I called her name, you would know who she is. We were in another city. She was visiting us, me and my wife, and we met with her, award-winning gospel star. And she told me and my wife, she had cheated on her husband. So my next question was, have you told your husband? No. Now, who am I? Me and my wife, you telling this stuff to? I mean, this is the dude you said you would honor. You made covenant with him. You don't have covenant with me and my wife. You telling him us stuff that your husband has no idea? Y'all, that's wrong. Now listen to what I'm getting ready to say to y'all, because this is kind of how it starts. See, secrets, man. Now, I should have said this before. I know that some people have gone through adultery in this room. I know it. I just know it just to statistics. I mean, you just don't have to know it by that. You just
You just know. Some people have, people mess around, and then some people, met, you know, well, I ain't have no affair, but then you kiss the girl 20 times and all this stuff. You know, it's all kind of degrees.
Yeah.
We ain't do nothing. What's nothing? You can do a whole lot without doing something. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton gave us a lot of stuff we can do without actually doing stuff.
If it got sex in the definition, it is sex.
That's right.
Y'all understand what I'm saying? Because we got children in here.
Gotcha.
So it's all kind of stuff you can do. Now watch this. No secrets, internet, or cell phone. Okay, my friend Gabe says it like this. Decode your life.
Right.
Passwords are for children. The only reason we got passwords in our house is because we got children. We don't have passwords for one another.
Right.
Oh, it's quiet now.
Sir, talk, sir.
If my wife need my password, she can get it.
Absolutely.
I don't trip out if I leave my cell phone at home.
That's right. There it is.
I just left my cell phone at home.
Right.
Some folk, boy, they leave their cell phone at home.
Oh man.
They breaking the sound barrier to get back home before that phone start ringing.
Hey, trouble in the camp.
Emails. One of the things we tell a lot of young couples do, just have a joint email account.
Amen.
So they know when they emailing you, they emailing him.
Mm-hmm.
When they emailing him, they emailing her.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All them secrets, all them accounts. You got a Facebook account. He got a Facebook account. Well, what's all the Facebook accounts for? You can't see, got you blocked. And oh, come on, man. What are we doing? All these secrets. Remember another song? Y'all remember Secret Love? Y'all remember that one? Oh, boy, you like all them songs, huh?
No.
That was Atlantic Star.
Yeah.
They probably done remade it. Alicia Keys, they probably done remade all these songs.
Alicia Keys, I'll keep your secret,
uh-huh.
Secret is safe with me.
Yeah, no secrets. Everybody say no secrets.
No secrets.
Now, y'all, you know, depending on how long you've been married, look, it's probably a lot of secrets in the room already, you know. You pray about when you need your divorce.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say, you know, dump all the secrets tonight, but you need to be asking God to show you how you can be transparent in your marriage. Well, y'all can get to the place where there are no secrets, all right? And scripture for that. Listen to this. Ephesians 5. Most of these are in Ephesians. Ephesians 5:11. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Whatever's in the dark, the devil can work. When there's dark, the devil can work. Fungus grows in the dark. Termites and rats and roaches are in the dark. All that nasty, dirty stuff goes on in the dark. Jesus said, men love the dark. Why? Because their deeds are what? Evil. Let Houston have a blackout tonight. What do you think people going to do? Go have a Bible study and pray? They're going to do all the stuff that they can get away with because it's in the dark. So what do you do to keep from adultery? You shine light on stuff that's in the dark. Shine light on stuff that's in the dark. Now, I'm telling you, me and my wife, we got so much, we got some transparency. You know. And see, the thing about it, you know, the devil can mess with you, even in your sleep, can't he?
That's right.
You can have some bad dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And you married by somebody else. Mm-hmm. You keep having them same dreams about somebody else, you need to shine some light on that.
Right. Expose it.
Expose it to your spouse. Uh-oh. Then we're talking about how to save somebody marriage, how to save somebody household, your children, your family tree, your generation. But I'm so glad Abraham and Sarah didn't get divorced.
Right.
See how many people that would have affected? Glad Joseph didn't put Mary away.
Mm-hmm.
She'd have got stoned. Jesus would have never got here.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, there's ripple effects for all this adultery and stuff we do. All right? So no lying, no secrets. Decode your life, all them passwords, internet, cell phones, all this stuff, secret conversations, secret relationships. Why's the secret? Mm-hmm. Then here come your spouse to the office party, and you can't even go to the other side of the room because he over there. Mm-mm. No, 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 we don't stay over here. Go on, go on. And see, some of them side pieces are act up real bad, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, while you got your spouse with you.
Mm-hmm.
Just be messing with you. My mom used to call it jugging at you. Y'all know what jugging mean? Mm-hmm. Can't go certain places. Mm-mm. Can't go to certain churches. Oh, my God. Decode your life. All right. Here's the name. So then we wrote that down. So then we wrote this one. Now how you gonna commit adultery if you're not alone with the opposite sex? Just don't do it. So he said, if at all possible, don't be alone. You know, I'm a pastor, been youth pastor for years, been on staff at churches. I was at churches. I was the only one. I would not have a closed door meeting with a woman.
Right. Never.
Wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. Would not close no door and have no meeting with no woman. We have a lot of stuff going on the internet. Women contact the ministry a lot of times and stuff like this. Now, here's my rule. And there's no, you know, you got to establish your rule. What's comfortable for you. But, you know, my rule is, you know, a woman can contact me one time. I'll correspond with her. By that second time, you know, I'm getting ready to pass her off to somebody, one of the females in the church or my wife. She writing with a sexual question, my wife. We wrote a book, and it deals with some of that stuff and birth control and stuff like that. I'm not finna be sitting up texting and emailing a woman about contraception and stuff. Hey, talk to my wife. Forward it to my wife. Forward it to a laundry or somebody. Let them deal with it. All right? So you got to be careful with, and I know some people have jobs. When you are attracted to someone or you know someone is attracted to you, get away and stay away.
Right.
So it's quiet on that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We know who we like. And you marry what you like, but it's somebody else that kind of look like what you married. And ain't getting on your nerves all the time. Quiet crickets.
Crickets.
But see, we play around with that stuff. We know we like them. We like how they smell. We like how they look. All the laughing. What's all the laughing and giggling about all the time?
Yeah.
Stuff ain't even funny. You giggling. And laughing and giggling. Quiet.
Crickets.
Yeah, we play around with this stuff. So, you know, something, man. Women, you gotta watch that too. Watch how you hug. You know, you got a lot up here, you know? Let the brother get a side hug if you gotta hug him. Quiet.
Crickets.
Full body hug and you married. And you hugging somebody else. Oh, man, I ain't seen you. What? In church, you see it all the time.
Amen.
That's quiet, so quiet in here.
Crickets.
Okay. I must be, I don't know. I ain't never been over here. I don't know none of y'all. Okay. Okay. But not along with the opposite sex. You know what I'm saying? Many times, we on our way somewhere, you know, and he knows this because in education you're doing it. You got a meeting at another school or something. Here this girl come looking like Halle Berry, Gabriel Union, whoever you think look good. You can ride with me. I'll drive. I'll drive. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and drive. Because I'm not going to. Okay. When you attract someone, okay, get away, stay away. Look, here's my last thing I'm going to tell you. Okay, walk wisely. That's where it comes from.
There you go.
Don't act like you don't know what's up. That's what I put in parentheses. We be walking around acting like we don't know what's up. Now, the woman with 1,000 varicose veins, she 500 pounds, there ain't going to be no problem if you got to ride with her. That's the difference. Wisdom is knowing the difference.
Right. Come on, man.
I'm not riding with Gabriel Union to the doggone meeting. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. That's dumb. Because now my good can be evil spoken of. And y'all know how people talk, don't you? At church, in the office, in the neighborhood. Girl, I saw, I think. Right? Okay. So, you know, and now... So no lying, no secrets, not being alone. And the last one is just walk wisely, man. Just walk wisely, brother. Just walk wisely, sister. Stop acting like you don't know what's up. Walk wisely. If you don't want your wife or your husband to do it, don't you do it. And cut out all that flirting.
I'm a friendly person.
Yes.
I'm a friendly person.
Yes.
These brothers around here, trying to give me a hug. Hi, Sister
Bell.
How you doing?
That's okay.
What's wrong with that?
That's okay. And you're the first lady. They understand. We understand. But you know, and then the other thing is too, check the age differences too. You know, like for instance, I understand that. But for instance, if a woman is around my age, she's single. And I either know she's attracted to me, or there's a possibility I could be attracted to her. I'm gonna walk very circumspect. Let me read the scripture to you. Let's go to Ephesians 5:15. That's what I want. Ephesians 5:15. It says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools." Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Okay, so we know what's going on. We know how people are. We know that people are in the flesh too. Right. See, here's the other thing. Paul said, there's no good thing in me. Then he clarified, that is in my flesh. Right. So we're not in heaven yet, and we're not all totally 100% spiritual yet.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just telling the truth. And there are things that people can do, you don't even see them.
Right.
This happened a long time ago, but this lady came up, and we were in a meeting and at the old church, and she whispered in my ear something. But there was some hot breath in my ear. You know, like somebody blowing in your ear? And I mean, my body just had a, whoa, hold up, baby. Whoa, wait, back up. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, sometimes people be friendly at work. They won't walk up behind you, size your neck. Whoa, don't do that. Because we still in the flesh, y'all.
Right.
I don't care how holy we think we are. We got to guard against either us causing somebody else to stumble, or somebody causing us to stumble. Somebody say amen. Amen. So sometimes we don't have a problem with something, but somebody else might have a problem with something.
And the key to it is that if you don't see it, see, the devil keeps a lot of people hoodwinked, where everybody think that that's just being a friendly thing. It's not. You may not feel that way, but they feel it that way because you're allowed to happen.
And people, and I'm a really affectionate person myself. It's such a time we live. That's why the Bible said you got to understand the times you in.
These are the
because the days are evil.
Right. These are the days.
Walk circumspectly, not as fools, not naive.
That's right.
And sometimes we walk into something and we just walk, oh, I just love God. He is God. Everybody loves God. Everybody don't love God. Everybody ain't at church for God. Jessica Hahn showed up at PTL, but she wasn't at PTL for God. She was there to get Jim Baker in a trap, and she did.
Preachers that love.
Because he did not walk what? Circumspectly. He did not walk circumspectly. And circumspectly just means that you alert all around. Circle.
Wow.
You checking it? You checking out. You know, one thing, they never caught Billy Graham. They tried to. They never caught Billy Graham in a jam with a woman all the years of ministry. You know why? Well, because at the beginning of his ministry, him and the brothers got together. And he had certain things. He would not go travel anywhere without two or three guys with him.
Right.
Would not do it. I mean, he just knew that his level of ministry was going to cause a certain level of attack. Said one time he went to a hotel room and they paid a prostitute to come out of the closet, kiss him, and there was a photographer in there. She didn't know who Billy Graham was. She ain't say. She don't know it. She came out, hugged the wrong dude because he had three dudes with him. Photographer took the picture, didn't go nowhere. Maybe Billy Graham was circumspect. And that was like in the 50s and the 60s and stuff. Way before backing it up and twerking and all the stuff that is going on now. And National Side. Can y'all believe this? Black folk celebrate National Side Piece Day. Does that make anybody's stomach turn? Yo, you do this thing, you ain't gonna cheat. Keep it real with your spouse. Keep it real with yourself. Keep it real with yourself. And a lot of time we got all these little things going on. What's another song? Me and
Mrs. Jones.
What was that song about?
Yeah. Billy Paul.
We got a thing. What kind of thing? Going on. Y'all know it? It was exalting adultery. See, we got a whole culture that have made a god out of adultery. It ain't as bad. We got a thing going on.
Same place, same time.
If loving you is wrong, what?
I don't
want to be right.
Luther Ingram.
What?
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff we like. See, they put it to music and the music is good.
Yeah.
Same thing. So y'all like that, but then condemn the kids for liking the rap.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same stuff. The beats is good. That's why they listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same immoral mess that they were singing on Me and Mrs. Jones and As We Lay and all that stuff you like. It's the same stuff. They just rapping. It's the same stuff. It's the same spirit to come into your home and your churches and your community and destroy marriages and pull fathers out the home so boys and girls don't have no leadership in the home. Mama got to work two or three jobs and she can't supervise. It's the same spirit. Y'all don't get it twisted.
Amen.
The devil ain't got no new trick. He's doing the same stuff.
Whipping
us with an open playbook and we know the plays. He finna run. I preach a whole series of messages called The Devil's Bread and Butter Plays. Bread and butter. You know a bread and butter play. It's going to work every time. Every time.
You're looking good, girl.
All that flirting stuff. Oh, I like the way you smell. That could lead to something.
Mm-hmm.
It could. You got to watch some of them compliments. You got to watch it. You just got to watch it. And I'm not saying be legalistic. I'm not saying you can't love folks. Because I'm very affectionate. I'm very complimentary. But I learned something from her daddy, Reverend North. He'll always preface his comment by, don't take this the wrong way.
Right.
Something like that. I ain't flirting with you, baby, but you look nice.
Mm.
Keep it real. Keep it honest. Keep it on the level. You know? Because a lot of innuendos in conversations, huh? Y'all know that. My wife sells brownies, and I'm done. My wife sells brownies and stuff. And I mean, just these women, you know, some of these women, our women and married. And so she, you know, she sells them with nuts and not with nuts, you know. So one of the women, I gotta have me some nuts, looking at the other women. Then they laughing. Now,
what does that mean?
Now, y'all know I can take that and run with it.
That's right.
I act like y'all don't even know what they're talking about. Oh, you want the walnuts? Which one? You don't want the walnuts? This is innocent. Like, I don't even know what she's saying.
Yeah, well, because if you make the wrong comment.
Yeah. Oh, man, the door is wide open.
Right. It's wide open.
No, I need me some nuts. I was like, Mary,
right.
Go to church. And as soon as the church go on a fast, they tell me I'm fasting with the, that's funny. Elijah, she's working with the soap girl. She fasting, but sleeping with a married man. And what you fasting for, baby? Fasting, on the church fast. Sleeping with a married man.